Hey ladies, welcome to the Single Moms United podcast, where this podcast is designed to encourage and motivate single moms. Yes, you're trying to do it on your own, irregardless of how you arrived at the title. It's all about what you do with it. And as a single mom myself, I want to share with you some of my overall experiences that I went through with my kids as trying to be a single parent of doing it on their own. And to also reassure you, I don't care how dark the day or depressed you may feel, you're going to get through it. It's only temporary. How do I know? Been there, done that. So I'm here to reassure you, you're going to get through this, ladies. And so as I do that, you know, again, I dabble in poetry. It's something I enjoy doing and sharing. And it's also a form of therapy for me. Never thought this was something that was deep down inside of me, but hey, I'll take it, right? And hopefully it encourages you. It's going to be something different. You know, like I said in my prior episodes, I'm Maya Angelou, watered down. And if anyone who does not know who she is, she was a famous poet, and may she rest in peace. And so, am I trying to follow in her footsteps? No. I just threw her name out there just because of her being so famous. But anyway, so I saw something very disturbing on the news this week, and many of you also probably have seen it. So therefore, I am not going to put names or any specifics related to what was seen. But as I continue to talk about it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I saw that. And that is, so today I'm focusing on talking about domestic violence and how it is not okay. It's not okay, ladies. If you are enduring domestic violence with your man, you need to think about why you're continuing to stay in that relationship. Because once he lays his hands on you and draws blood, you know, there are phases to that. It starts off with a slap, and then it turns to a punch, and then after it turns into a punch, he's putting a gun to your head. I mean, it just escalates from there. And you don't need that, especially you are a mother. You are a mother. Your children need you. They need you, Mom. And while we talk about abuse, you know, and from a man hitting a woman, I also want to put a comma behind that or a semicolon and say, ladies, it's unacceptable for you to slap and beat your man. He's not a child. Yes, he may act like a child, but he is not a child. So slapping him in the face, that's unacceptable as well. So stop that. Learn to walk away. Channel or emit that anger in another way versus slapping, hitting, being physical with him. It's not okay, ladies. So either way, a man hitting a woman hitting a man, neither one is okay. It's not okay. But me being me, I thought I put together a poem, something deep, brief, and to the point, that hopefully that you allow to resonate in your life if you are going through this. And if you're not, maybe you know someone that is. and you want to send some encouragement or some enlightenment, again, this poem you're not going to find in Hallmark or pull something out of the stack online. This is an original by me. And as some people may say, oh, that's kind of corny. And that's okay. You are entitled to your opinion, right? But just keep it to yourself. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. But anyway, here we go. So I don't have a true, like, unique title to really have it stand out, but you'll get the message as I go through it. So domestic violence should not result with you remaining silent. Please understand, abuse is never okay in any form or any way. Yes, abuse makes you feel hurt and shame and think you are to blame. Ladies, take off that disguise. We can see the hurt in your eyes. But ladies, you have to determine and understand abuse is linked to an emotional disconnect, sometimes from child neglect. This is not the time to say I'm going to endure abuse anyway. Remember, your child or your children, they're watching and saying nothing. They too will adopt this bad behavior and provide this is what I saw as a child as their disclaimer. As a reminder, your child should be your pride and joy, regardless if they're a girl or boy. So take this time, protect them from him. The abuse may start with you, but it will ultimately impact anyone within his view. Take this time and assess your mind. Abuse is never worth giving an excuse. Abuse has a tendency to minimize your self-esteem, but the good news is your worth was defined at birth. You deserve better. This is why you have to get your mind together. God will give you the strength to leave. Now take that fear and leave it in the rear. It's time to acknowledge what you've been through. This is how you will ultimately mentally renew. Set your goals and let it roll. You have an internal GPS. Input your destination and let life handle the rest. You can do this no matter what situation exists. Be the majority and exert your authority. You don't have to nurture bitter, just focus on doing better. Finally, a generational curse can be reversed. Now, ladies, if you know anyone that is struggling with domestic violence and want to get out, I'm going to provide the number toll free. You can call and get additional information. It is 1-800-799-SAFE or 7233. Again, 1-800-799-7233. Ladies, you do not have to stay in the state that you're in. You do not have to continue to be abused. You can look for resources to help you get out of it. And guess what? You can do it. You can do it. All right, ladies. I enjoy bringing you another episode for the single moms out there that's trying to do it on their own. Again, you're going to get through it. You're going to achieve your dreams, even though it doesn't look like it now. But keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward. Yes, you may temporarily get stuck, but hey, keep working your way and getting out and going for it. going for your own personal success in life. Where you're at doesn't define your ending. I've always said it, your beginning doesn't define your ending. So be encouraged, ladies. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, leave me some comments on either my website or on my YouTube page. I would love to hear from you. And all of you that are following me, thank you. Again, I feel like when you're following me, you're supporting me, right? So thank you for that. I appreciate that. That's encouraging to me. You all have a fantastic day, a wonderful week, and a marvelous month. Take care, ladies.